This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise BizBytes here on BFM 89.9. It is just past 12:05 p.m. on Tuesday, the 13th of October, 2020. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me virtually on Google Meets is...
Audrey Raj.
Yay! Hi, Audrey. Thank you for joining me again virtually.
Of course, anytime.
Okay, so our question for everyone today on Enterprise BizBytes, as we always do every weekday, is how has your relationship with your customers changed over the last 6 months? So do let us know what that relationship is like on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio, or you can also message us on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. This is because we're doing a story about how COVID-19 has changed customer relationships. After that, we have a couple of stories, I think, on the CMCO 2.0. If you're confused, you're really not alone. And after that, we'll sort of wrap up with how banks are ready to assist you during the CMCO as well. So again, you know, get in touch with us about all of that stuff on now, basically. yes. So let's talk about customer relationships in COVID-19. Undoubtedly, COVID-19 has changed people's lives, needs and priorities, and spending behaviors. In harsh economic conditions, consumers are becoming more discerning with where and how they're spending their money. And customer centricity is a term that's been used since the 1960s, but it's never been more relevant than in today's business landscape. In such extreme environments, customers want more than just like the best offering or the lowest price. They seek dependability, confidence, and trust in the brands that they choose to do business with.
Yeah, most definitely. And the end goal for a customer-centric business is basically customer loyalty, right? A dedicated customer base is key to surviving disruption. And, you know, we're living in the time of disruption right now, as they will continue to depend on your services, even in challenging climates. But true customer centricity is no set and forget solution. Retaining loyalty is about adapting your offerings depending on the changing needs of your customers. And in some instance, knowing what they want or what they'll need even before they do. So this is where the modern reality of customer centricity starts to connect operations with experiences, and this creates a new dimension of customer excellence.
So you may be wondering, how are businesses expected to predict or adjust to evolving customer expectations? So these are like three steps for you to consider in terms of that. The first one is basically to let your growth goals take a backseat. Like, take a moment to reflect on the long-term cost of growth, both reputation-wise and financially, to determine whether or not it's actually sustainable for you. Of course, many companies have had to refocus their priorities. And if your business has not considered, you know, the economic impact of the pandemic and how it could affect your organization, first of all, it may kind of be too late, but if not, you really need to start doing it now. Look at the factors that you can control, or at the very least maintain, to ensure that you keep as close to business as usual as possible in terms of maintaining your existing customer base as well. And focusing on customer acquisition to the detriment of your existing ones can create a funnel effect where, like, business comes in and then business comes out as well. And this can force companies into a spiral of deeper and deeper discounts to attract new consumers to their pool, which will eventually run dry along with your revenue streams. And research by Forrester as well shows that new customers can cost 5 times more to convert than existing customers. So it's much easier to build on your existing loyalty than it is to tap into new clients as well.
Yeah. And the second tip, I guess, is to focus on operational excellence. But please, you got to keep it customer centric. Now, operational excellence is important, but carrying out a process 10% better than the previous year does not really matter if you miss the mark with your customer base, right? See the customer experience translated through an end-to-end process. For truly customer centric organizations, every decision and ambition has a customer focused outcome in mind, be that improved experience or even lasting sentiment. And finally, continuous improvement no longer exists in an echo chamber. The convergence of process excellence and customer experience is the new North Star, and this mindset is embedded into the very structure of a business and its teams, or at least it needs to be embedded in your structure.
Mm-hmm. And the final tip is obviously use data for precision. You know, digitalization has been the biggest key word, I think, of businesses during the pandemic, and utilizing customer consumer data can be as simple as surveying your customer base to gain these insights. And the more data you have on what your customers want, the more accurate those insights will be. Try to view the user experience from like an outside-in perspective, and keep your finger on the customer's pulse, which means that you're on the front foot when it comes to evolving patterns of behavior. Immediate access to data-driven insights allows you to adapt your processes and keep customers satisfied, even in rapidly changing environments, which will boost loyalty and retention rates.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely.
Yeah. So, we do have that question, of course, on Twitter and on Instagram. How has your relationship with your customers changed over the last 6 months? Do let us know. Again, we are at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram, and we are on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Here is Hand in My Pocket by Alanis Morissette on BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me virtually is
Audrey Raj.
Yes. So today we are talking about how has your relationship with your customers changed over the last 6 months? You can respond to that on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. Unfortunately, Twitter and WhatsApp so far are very quiet. But do we have any responses on Instagram, Audrey Raj?
Yes, we do. We've got three on Instagram. We've got one here from Calvin Jude who says, it's more personal and there's better rapport. Geraldine says, haha, not close. I'm thinking maybe physically not close, hopefully. And we've got David Kyung who says, closer than ever as we often keep in touch about the pandemic situation. Now, this is something that I've noticed as well. Like the businesses that I frequent near my house that I go and tapao food from and all. Maybe previously it was very transactional, but now that even though we're not supposed to be talking as much as possible, but if with our masks on and at a safe distance, we're actually checking in on each other, you know, the customer and the business owner. And that's something that I've noticed with many of the businesses that I frequent. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because the pandemic has been this fundamentally unifying factor in all of our lives,
yeah.
Right? It's affecting us all, in various ways. So I think to an extent, I'm considering a lot more about what brands and companies I'm choosing to support as well. I'm trying my best to look towards local SMEs and supporting local food businesses, for example, whereas maybe previously I would have been more interested in franchises and stuff like that that maybe don't need as much support. So, definitely something to keep in mind. Now, of course, we are not the only people who are talking about this topic today. We got in touch with Lizette Shears of Nala Designs on how her customer relationships have changed in the time of COVID-19. So first question for you, Lizette, what were your initial plans for Nala Designs in 2020?
The initial plan, which is really interesting, was basically a hell of a lot more than what I'm doing now. I was going to open a cafe. We opened 2 days before the lockdown and then decided, okay, that's not going to happen. I wanted to open in Mid Valley. I wanted to start export again to Japan and to France. So I had wild, wild plans other than also opening a shop in Penang. So that all basically just crumbled. Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, well, that's quite a shame that that didn't work out. But what changes did you make to your business as a result of COVID-19?
Well, the first days, you're just like, okay, this is not going to happen. I think when it happened, because there's not much time to, ponder and think, for a couple of months, what am I going to do? So you actually, to be really honest, when I come in situations like this and life puts a knife at my throat, that's when my creativity is at its best. So for me, at that point, I think I just thought, okay, I have to go into survival mode. And all we had was online. So my people were important because without the people, I couldn't fulfill the orders and keep the warehouse going. So I think I focused on my team first and customers came afterwards. So I think that was the first thing I did for 2-3 weeks was motivate them, speak to them. And then slowly I opened it in the group. I said, what can we do? What should we do? What would the customers like? And it was actually thanks to a lot of input from my team that said, we should make kaftans, we should make shorts. So it became all very small, very family-like. And that was the change. It was just day by day. And quite stressful in the sense that we just kept on going, thinking that we needed to make new things every week. And we did. And that's something that we're still doing today. So that's actually an accident. But I realized that that's what people want. They get bored very quickly. So we still launch something new every Saturday. And that's straight from the lockdown.
I see. And how difficult was it to make that shift in adapting to new consumer behaviors and needs?
Being home, you had more time to listen. And I think that that was the big shift in how I approach my customers and how you manage them. And I think, especially in retail, we need our customers a lot more than they need us. I mean, honestly, you know, everything that we sell is just an emotional buy. Nobody needs a pattern, nobody needs a dress. And I think that what was crucial was that the whole business changed to it being consumer central. So everything was about them, keeping them happy, but also not making them feel stupid, you know, treating them like proper human beings and opening the discussion. So I actually sat in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, almost every day answering people, you know, do you think this dress looks nice? I mean, yeah, it looks great. You know, I mean, personal questions like that. And of course, pre-MCO, that was just impossible. You know, I had my team. So a lot has changed in that, that it's just all about the consumer. So we also hired customer support in the middle of the MCO. I hired photographers in the middle of the MCO. We changed the website to make it more accessible and more interesting in the middle of the MCO or in the middle of the lockdown. And it's all about the consumer. You know, there's no space now to have a chip on your shoulder and to be really arrogant and proud and charge like astronomical figures. I think it's about creating friendship with consumers, and that was really fantastic during the lockdown.
Right. And did you retain or were able to transition most of your previous customers into what you're doing now, or was it that you were welcoming more new customers instead, or maybe even both?
Both, absolutely both. Even today, I was just speaking to somebody, and she says, your whole energy has changed. I think that also has something to do that we managed to find also in the middle of the lockdown. I found somebody that could produce all my bags and this last-minute stuff locally. So we've set up a factory in Malacca in the meantime, and it's just fun. And when you do make people happy, it's just really nice. You know, it's not as corporate anymore. So I've made my old customers happy, and we found a lot of new customers as well. And I can see if they come to the shop when I'm there, and they bring me cookies and they bring me coffee, it's really nice. And they thank me. They thank me for keeping it going and keeping it positive and not, you know, not taking myself too serious during the lockdown. I mean, I was filming myself in my French underwear and mopping the floor, and you know, it's just about having fun, I suppose, and being sincere.
Right. And what from this year will you keep as part of your business strategy even post-pandemic?
Well, bottom line is there's no turning back. I'm really happy that it happened because it's changed the way I see my consumer. It's changed the way I see my business. I've left all my premises. I've also realized that, for example, the Kampong house where I live in now, which was, you know, my signature space, I just realized that you can't justify paying huge rent over paying your people or consolidating the business. So I think it's now all about the social media, sadly. You know, it's the good thing is that it brings you closer to your customer, but the thing that's not that great is that that's all I'm doing now. It's 24 hours. You know, you're addicted to that little screen, but there's no turning back. So I have no intention now of opening any more stores other than online and Penang. And what I would love to do is make the whole social media more informative. My dream is basically to make it look like a BBC page where you have articles, you know, people can post stuff so that it's, if we do enter another lockdown, that people can actually go to your website or app and actually have more to see than just a dress and a little bag. I think it's about lifestyle and offering that as well. And I'll just keep that going. Yeah, Can't go back. There's no turning back.
All right. That was Lizette Shears of Nala Designs talking about how her relationships with her customers has changed, of course, during COVID-19, which is, of course, a question for today as well. How has your relationship with your customers changed over the last 6 months? Let Audrey and I know. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is Lenny Kravitz with Mr. Cab Driver here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.